Buffalo Wild Wings, we always look forward to Wing Tuesdays, because every Tuesday, dine in or take out, when you purchase a traditional snack or small wing, you get one free. And get a free traditional snack or small wings with any traditional wing purchase, spun in one of our 21 signature sauces or seasonings. Dine in or take out, restrictions apply. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Whether you're looking for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you need to go if you're a stick carrier to get stick carrier pricing, and that is Mastro Subaru. The guys there are stick carriers themselves and will give special pricing just for being a stick carrier and listening to Bucks Uncensored. It's very simple. Go to Mastro Subaru either in Orlando or in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue right off of the Veterans Expressway, and you can get that deal that only stick carriers get. It's all at Mastro Subaru and MastroSubaru.com. This is a real movement of real people. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer is unequivocally yes.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's, and let's do it as a family. Let's go. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Somebody that knows somebody that knows something about it. But I won't ask now. Who, what, where, why? See, a lot of dudes like to act the fool now. I'm getting on live, but that ain't my style.
It's Bucks Uncensored.
What you gonna do? Run up on me if you
to start the week. Really strong week for the Bucks last week. As they went to Tennessee, practiced against the Titans. Seemed to be a successful few days of practice. Went out in the game on Saturday night and continued the way they had been practicing all week long. Pluses and minuses from the game. No reason to be overly hyped or down in the dumps. Typical preseason game. I always love seeing the final score swing in such favor of the team we love most. By the way, this is Bucks Uncensored. I'm Justin Pulowski. And I'd be remiss if we didn't start with the performance Jameis Winston had on Saturday night. You know, it's no secret. I think I have exploited them, and I'll continue to do so. The specific media outlets in this area, especially mainstream media outlets. A big difference between the Joe Bucks fans and the Bucks Nations and the Pewtercasts and the What the Bucks of the world compared to that mainstream corporate bullshit. That is continuing to have an unfair, biased agenda against the organization and against the organization's quarterback. And I don't know if every fucking writer for the Times was pissed off about Jameis Winston's performance on Saturday night, but I hope they were. I hope they were. I hope Jameis Winston shoves it up all of their asses all season long. Jones, Stroud, Allman, I don't give a fuck, okay? Fennelly. If you're being told to attack the organization and that player unfairly over and over again, if you're being told by your bosses to do that, then admit it. Because if not, the reputation you are gaining is going to lead, because eventually, you know, the newspaper is going to go bankrupt. We all know that's going to happen soon. So the question is, who's going to hire somebody that just continued to attack and attack and attack? You're not reporting the news. You're supporting an agenda. And I don't know if it's a personal agenda. I don't know if it's the corporate agenda. I don't know if it's the director's agenda. I don't know whose agenda overall it is. But it is so blatant now. This came out. This is from our local newspaper. Tweeted out on Friday. The local newspaper, the official Twitter account of our local newspaper, right? The upstanding newspaper, unbiased, we tell you the news. We're not like those riffraff bloggers out there. Oh no, we are fair. They tweet out, this is the exact verbiage, face of the franchise, colon. The Titans apparently have no problem promoting their starting quarterback on banners inside and outside of their stadium. I mean, obviously, a clear shot at Jameis Winston and the Bucks. You know, we all see what you're doing, and it's sickening. It's sickening. And I am so glad Jameis Winston went out and threw for over 220 yards. Two touchdowns, was in complete control. I mean, the focus he has shown in the first 2 weeks, this is the focus. This is the laser pinpoint focus Jameis Winston has to have all season long. If he does just that, and I don't know about you. I've talked to plenty of Bucks fans. I was at the Journey Def Leppard concert Saturday night, so I watched the game on Sunday. But even at the concert, bumping to a couple of people, I just think there's a quiet confidence about this team. Ironic, right? Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. I really believe there's a quiet confidence with this organization right now in the preseason. You can nitpick all you want. You can say, oh, guy played great, but it was against backups. But then again, he wasn't playing, you know, and I'm not talking about Jameis Winston. I'm talking about any player. Oh, you know, you can find ways to support your argument or deny somebody else's argument in preseason. You know, who's he playing with? Who's he playing against? It's just preseason. Nobody cares. Okay. He went out and threw for 220 plus yards in a quarter and two touchdowns. Outstanding. Ryan Fitzpatrick was efficient. You know, MJ Stewart. Yeah, listen, I'm not saying and telling you anything you don't know. There's good plays. And, you know, the concern for me is I'm not seeing enough nasty from the defense. And I don't know if that's something that clicks in once the regular season starts and real adrenaline kicks in. Because right now, you can have adrenaline. It is a game-type atmosphere. But there's no... It's tough to manufacture that type of adrenaline. The adrenaline that comes when it's all on the line. And right now, it's not on the line. Specific jobs are on the line. But as a team... Nothing's on the line until we go to New Orleans. We all go to New Orleans. As part of the Bourbon Street Takeover, you go to fanretreat.com and get more information there in how you can join us for our first stick carrier ever road trip to New Orleans to start the season. But, you know, again, the newspaper attacking your quarterback, your organization, just so they can get people to read their newspaper, said newspaper, so that they can somehow delay the inevitable. And the inevitable has been written about. I tweeted it out the other day, a story that came out in late June, that the Times is duping their readers, their investors, and even their own employees by having them think that everything's on the up and up, which is not necessarily true. Go to my Twitter timeline. You can read that story. The link that I tweeted out. But that's fine. The more they attack the quarterback and the more Jameis Winston goes out and plays the way he did on Saturday night, we can all point and laugh at our newspaper for lowering their standards in such a way that at a time, I don't know, 5, 3, 2, and maybe even a year ago, the newspaper is pointing to the blogs and saying, amateur writing. The only amateur writing I'm seeing right now is what's being done at our local newspaper. And it's sad to see how they have fallen the way they have. But if this is the path they want to choose, then we will all sit back and watch as the guy we want to succeed succeeds, and the people we don't want to succeed, and the people we'd love to see fail, end up actually failing. Again, I don't know whose agenda they're following, if it's the corporate agenda, if it's their editor's agenda, or if it's an individual agenda for each of those writers. In the end, you're guilty by association. Guilty by association. And it's a shame. It's a shame that a local newspaper lowers its standards so much that they have to go on Twitter or on social media to try, in quotation marks, try and troll their own fan base as if that's going to resurrect their dying forum. I'll continue to point it out. I'll continue to point out each and every time they attack the organization. I'll point out each and every time they misquote a Bucks fan or unfairly attack a player on the team. But this might even be lower than intentionally misquoting fans, and that's pretty damn low. But when you start trying, and it was so pathetic to read that tweet, they were just trying so hard to troll the Bucks fan base. You realize that you're putting yourself into a corner where we're not only rooting for our team to win, we are rooting so hard for you to fail and go away forever. Fingers crossed that happens soon. Jameis Winston was great. I think the offense is showing the weapons that they have. What am I going to say that, you know, any of these other podcasts aren't going to say or haven't said already? We're all seeing the same thing, right? Here's what I want to see better, right? I could sit here and say, oh, MJ Stewart stripping the ball, that's incredible. Oh, who teaches him to do that? That's just natural. And listen, I love MJ Stewart, and I think he should probably end up being a starter on this team come the regular season. And I think when you're talking about a trio of him,
Carlton Davis, and Brent Grimes. Great. Filter in Vernon Hargraves after them, and then Ryan Smith. You got five corners, and that's where Ryan Smith deserves to be on this roster, as the fifth corner. Until he shows that we can have some confidence in him, that's where he needs to be. The safety play has got to be better. The defensive line play, I would like to see a little bit better. And I need better play out of my linebackers. You know, the Times continues to point out that Jameis Winston's picture's not in the stadium. Oh, my God. Ugh. What other players are not up on the side of Raymond James Stadium? Somebody pointed out Quan Alexander's not. So why are we not pointing out his name, the quarterback of the defense? Because he's not the easy target that Jameis Winston is. But I need Quan Alexander to be better. I need Noah Spence to be better. I need the defense as a whole to be angry and play angry. And like I said before, maybe that's just difficult to manufacture in the preseason. But they better do it come the regular season. Because this organization needs the defense, both with and without Jameis Winston, if they are going to succeed. Yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle this season. I am ready for the challenge. I want the expectations. The beauty is there's no expectations for this team this year. It is the Bucs against the world. It is Jameis Winston against the world. It is the stick carriers against the world. But I believe this is the time of year for belief. I need the defense to get better. I need the defense to get nastier. I need my offensive line to be nastier. I need my run game to produce a consistent run game. It doesn't have to be the most dominant rushing attack in the NFL. It doesn't. I need efficiency, because what I'm seeing is both Ryan Fitzpatrick and Jameis Winston taking advantage of all the weapons they have around them. And just by having a little bit of a threat in the rushing attack, that allowed Jameis Winston to do what I've been saying for a long time, what he does best. Play action pass. But this time, the bomb to DeSean Jackson hit him right in the chest. If that happens this year, holy shit. Look out. Look out. Catanzaro made his field goals. You know, I thought Saturday night was good all the way around. I think when you're talking about preseason, you want individual players to rise to the occasion, to rise to the challenge, to take a spot. To take a starting spot, not give it away. We could be seeing MJ Stewart taking a spot away from Vernon Hargraves, who didn't play, from Ryan Smith, who hasn't played well. What other players are going to step up and take a starting job or take a roster spot away from somebody else? Justin Watson might have done that, taking a roster spot away from somebody. I've been impressed with him from the moment I saw him at practice to the first preseason game, even though he fumbled, to this past preseason game. You can always tell the guys who are players, like true players, they look different. Justin Watson looks different. He looks different. I want the Bucs. I want them to figure out their offensive line. Is it going to be Caleb Bednarik at right guard? I saw Joe Bucks fans still predicting Evan Smith's going to be the right guard. But I want to see the starting offensive line come together and be efficient. I think they've done a decent job protecting the quarterback. I want to see them do a little bit more in the run game. But again, what kind of chemistry is along the offensive line right now? Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet are playing together next to each other, I believe, for the first time, because Marpet was right guard, then center, now at left guard. Jensen's come in. He hasn't played with anyone before. Caleb Bednarik's playing right guard, which I actually think is a better position for him than right tackle. And I go back to when he stepped in against the Chiefs a couple of years ago and played well as a rookie. at guard. But he's stepping in at right guard. And then DeMar Dotson's been in and out. He's been dealing with the recovery from the injury. So what kind of chemistry, what kind of camaraderie along the offensive line are they going to have come the regular season when they start the season in New Orleans in one of the loudest places to play in the NFL? Every player has to step up on every play. If they are going to defy the odds, defy the detractors, and defy their own fucking evil media in this town. I believe they can do it. I know you believe they can do it. But it's not whether or not we believe. It's whether or not they go out and do it this season. So damn it, go out and get the job done. We are ready to stand by your side as you do just that. We got Bucks takes coming up next. We'll give you more details as well on our trip to New Orleans. It's less than 3 weeks away. So if you want to go to New Orleans with us, if you want to party it down, you want to fly to New Orleans, you want to stay in the hotel with us at the Marriott on Canal Street, you want to take over Bourbon Street and go see the Bucks and Saints week one, all for the price of about $300 to $400. Not bad at all. Very simple. You go to fanretreat.com. We'll give you more details on that, along with some Bucks takes next. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Ricotto's Sandwich Shop, not only a staple on Bucks Uncensored, but a staple in the Tampa Bay area for years. The best devil crab and Cuban sandwich in town, and you have got to go by and check it out firsthand for yourself. I guarantee you, you will be satisfied. It's right off of I-4 near Ybor City. Ricotto's Sandwich Shop. Get more information at BricadosSandwich.com.
Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored. Really appreciate you continuing to listen, download, and bring more and more Bucks fans into this movement. A movement that started about a year and a half ago and has grown so much in that past year and a half. And I'm so honored to be a part of it and honored to be a part of our first ever stick carrier road trip as we'll head to New Orleans for week one of the regular season. Flying up to New Orleans September 8th, sticking around that night, taking over Bourbon Street, going to the game on the 9th, and then flying back that afternoon. Definitely want to invite everyone. JoeBucksFan.com works with FanRetreat.com, and I had never used them before. It's a travel agency for sports fans. You just go to fanretreat.com, click on popular retreats, and Bourbon Street Takeover is the first one there. If you go there, you can pick your flight, you can pick your hotel, you can pick your ticket to the game. The pricing is package pricing, so you can fly in. We've got people flying in from all over the place. I've seen Dallas, I've seen Atlanta, I've seen all over the country, people flying to New Orleans to be part of this Bourbon Street Takeover. So no matter where you're flying from, you choose. So again, that's going to vary, right? I'm just kind of giving you my price. My price to fly up Saturday morning, which I might change to Friday now, to get an extra night in New Orleans so I can take the lovely Holly out to a special New Orleans dinner because the food there is spectacular. But initially, and for you, if you're going to fly up on Saturday, stay in the New Orleans Marriott, which is right on Canal, just like a half a block away from Bourbon Street. A pep rally slash kind of get together at, I believe it's Manning's Sports Bar, which is right near the hotel. It'll be our official event where Ira Kaufman will do a Q&A, and I'll kind of MC that event. But that should be a lot of fun. That's included. Transportation to and from the hotel is included. And then you pick your ticket to the game. Now, I picked pretty expensive stuff other than the flight. My flight was first thing in the morning Saturday, coming back after the game on Sunday on Spirit Airlines. I've never flown Spirit. It might be trash, but it was super cheap. Let's see what else. New Orleans Marriott on Canal, section 101 for the game, and everything else is included. And my price for two of us came out to less than $700. I think it was right around $700. So you're talking about $350 a person. And I probably got, other than the flight, room. And I mean, the New Orleans Marriott, it's a pretty nice hotel. And I think I got one of the most expensive tickets to the game, because if I'm going to go, I want to be on the lower level, but you don't have to be. So you can do it at a much more economical price. And if mine's on the upper echelon and how much it costs, then you can probably do it in a much more economic. You can stay in a cheaper hotel if you want to and then just join us at our hotel. Really doesn't affect us at all. We just want to get a bunch of Bucks fans there and be able to celebrate together. So very simple. I invite everyone. I hope that you all can make it. I think it is going to be a hell of a night that Saturday night, and I think it's going to be awesome to get up and go to the game together and be a part of that together and hopefully see our team get out to a 1-0 start to start the season. So again, fanretreat.com. You can view the list of people that are confirmed going, and I hope you can make or add your name to that list as well. No better person to start off a Monday podcast, a Monday Bucks Uncensored, especially after a win, than my buddy, Lou in Port Richey. What up, Lou?
Justin, Lou from Port Richey, man. Making this take at the half, man. We're up 20-7. I like what I see out of Jameis. Too bad he's not going to be with us for the first 3 weeks, man. Fitzpatrick, I don't know, man. I don't know what happened tonight, but it's preseason, man. I'm not going to make any big deal about it. But Jameis, man, those two touchdown passes and that one pass to D-Jax, dude, nice. Very nice. Very nice. It's looking good, man. I'd like to see a little bit more out of Rojo, man. I'd like to see a nice run, man. But, you know, it's like I said, it's preseason, man. Dude, that guy, MJ Stewart's looking good too. He caused that fumble, man. David picked it up, man. It's looking good. It's looking good, man. I'm excited, man. Oh, man. But, I want to share with you guys, man. The wife surprised me, man, with, takeover tickets, and I'm going to New Orleans. We're going to be fucking hyped. We're going to fucking be chanting on the fucking plane, disturbing the fucking peace. They're going to fucking land that plane in Tallahassee and fucking walk us off. Nah, man. Nah, we got to get to New Orleans, bro. I'm just fucking around, bro. Be like 7 in the morning. We'll be on the fucking plane. B-U-C-C-A. But we're going to be doing that shit on fucking Bourbon, man. We're going to fucking invade Bourbon, man. They're going to be like, who that? The stick carriers, bitches. The stick carriers are here. Yes. 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 Let's do this. Fucking Bourbon Street. We're going to go see Ira at his little get-together, man. That's going to be nice. And the fucking game's going to be a riot, man. Woo. I'm excited, man. Anyway, man, that's always speak softly and carry the big motherfucking stick.
Oh, man, you have no idea how long I've been waiting for that confirmation. But now we know not only is Lou going to be in New Orleans with us, his lovely wife Teresa is going to be there. You need to join us as well. Lou, I cannot wait to hang out with you. It's going to be a blast in New Orleans. Coming up in just 3 weeks. If you're hesitant about going, I always ask myself, like, can I afford it without, like, completely losing myself in terms of my bills and whatnot? And if I can afford it, now do I want to spend the money on this? And the first question I always ask is it going to be worth it? Well, you tell me. You've come to our draft parties. You've been to the training camp takeover. Do you think going to New Orleans together as a movement, as the state carrier movement, is going to be worth it? You damn fucking straight it's going to be worth it. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lifetime of memories within a matter of 48 hours. So don't do it if it's going to put you into financial burden. But if you have the opportunity, you know, I could not have scripted a better first road trip to do this with than to do it to New Orleans. When the schedule was coming out, my fingers were crossed that New Orleans was early in the season because we knew we were going to do our first road trip early in the season. For New Orleans to be the first game, I'm taking full advantage of this. I hope you do as well. You know, again, I'm not getting any financial gain out of this. I'm helping fanretreat.com promote it. I'm helping joebucksfan.com promote it. The reason I'm urging you to join us is simple. I'm being selfish. Because I want a bunch of people to party with. I just envision 1,000 people in Bucks shirts and stick carrier shirts walking down Bourbon Street on Saturday night, going from bar to bar, hurricane to hurricane. But before we're going to need you, and we're going to need you strong in New Orleans. So Dave, Ashley, whoever at drinkbefore.com, this is a necessity. This is a necessity. I might have to just have a whole case of B4 shipped directly to the hotel so that it's waiting for me in the lobby when I check in. Does that sound like a good idea? Sure does to me, because we are going to need it for the next day. All right, let's go all the way up to Canada. God, I love when we get these Bucks takes from other countries. Our buddy Ken is up there in Canada. What up, Ken?
Justin, Ken from Canada. Man, I'm loving what I'm seeing in preseason. I know it's preseason. You got to take it with a grain of salt. But the team's looking like we could do some damage this year. One thing I got to be critical of is I don't know why Dirk's got some of these prime defenders in late, like Gerald, Levante, JPP. They know how to play the game. Why are they playing the whole first half? Offense, I know why they're playing the starters for the first half. They want to get Jameis some work and Fitzpatrick. Carl Davis, I'm loving what I'm seeing there. He's got a bit of peanut Tillman in him. Two forced fumbles. One just went out of bounds. I love it. This guy could be a steal in the second round. And we took him after Stewart. And I like Stewart too. Justin Watson's got to make the team. Not only for his pass catching. Did you see that touchdown? Wow. Nice throw by Jameis, but a great catch by him in the end zone. And he's playing special teams great too. I've been keeping an eye on it to see if he'll make the roster. Will Clark, I think, is still playing strong. He's going to make the team. But all I'm really hoping for real soon is to put them all in bubble wrap. I want to give another shout-out to Buffalo Wild Wings for that awesome draft party. Thanks for putting that on, Justin. And, hey, you guys all have a fun time at Bourbon Street. If I wasn't working, I'd be there for sure. If any season calls for this, let's speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Out.
All right, Ken, good to hear from you again as well. I think there's a lot of Bucks fans that echo your sentiments right now. A lot to be positive about. But I think much like the team, it's we're going to speak softly now. It's a quiet confidence. Quiet confidence with us, the stick carriers, quiet confidence with the organization. Let them continue to talk their shit locally and nationally. You know, if they want the Bucks against the world, if they want Tampa Bay against the world, then they're going to get it. And we're going to give it to them. My boy Tony Tega is up next with us. This is Bucks Uncensored.
Justin Stick Carriers, your boy Tony Tega here, Section 112. The preseason does not count, but it does matter. And I find myself looking at the same things almost every year now for the last 10 years. I'm looking at the kicker, I'm looking at the rookies, and I'm looking at how the offensive line plays. And for the kicker, you know, it was great that he went perfect during the game. I was mainly more looking at the attempt he had after he made the field goal that got called back for a penalty. And you know what? To Chandler's credit, right down the fucking middle. Nice job. Take that shit to New Orleans because we're going to need it. As far as the rookie class goes, boy, I want to talk about MJ Stewart a little bit. I think he just went a long way in becoming a starter on this football team, Justin. You cause two forced fumbles. You're a guy that attacks the football, not just the player, but the football. That's exactly what I'm looking for. So thumbs up for me. I want to see that shit in New Orleans. Go out there and do that to Michael Thomas. And the right side of the offensive line is a concern for me. I'm not a fan of Damar Dotson, never have, but boy, that guy behind him did not play well. Between Dotson's health and between Benenock's play/health, I definitely have my concerns. However, you know, I have a lot of faith in what Warhob can do and how well the left side played. But guys, it's time for that unit to get to work, and it's time to get ready for fucking Detroit, baby. Let's get out there and make some noise. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Well, for the first time this season, we get to get back inside our stadium, Raymond James Stadium, Friday night, third preseason game, the quote-unquote dress rehearsal. I'm just looking forward to having some fun, getting in that stadium and getting to see each and every one of you again. A lot of people have asked me about tailgate parties and whatnot. You know, I always tell you, do your thing, man. I think these games are about, it's always been about family for me, going with my dad for all those years, family and friends. So if you're going to do your own thing, do your own thing. I know that a couple of our close friends, Christian from Headlines Barbershop, the 119 boys, I think Lou and Teresa, Steve and Stacy, Harold from Atlanta. You know, we're going to kind of do our own thing, but we invite everyone to join us. I think the Motley Crue head's going to be joining us. I have an awesome lot that I use, been using for years on Tampa Bay. It's pretty much on the corner of Tampa Bay and Glen. You know, I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring a grill. We're going to have a few cars. You know, I'm not into this whole organized tailgate and this and that and pay this. It's just a lot. Why does everything have to be so stressful and so intense? Like, if we're going to tailgate, we're going to do it the right way. You bring your own food that you want grilled. You bring your own alcohol. You bring your own drinks. You can come out. We'll have music on, not blaring, so we can actually have a conversation. We'll have some chairs, and we'll just converse with each other. You know, this isn't about who's the bigger fan. This is about us being excited to go into a stadium and cheer on our team. And so that's where we're going to be on Friday night. You all are more than welcome to join us, and I'll try and maybe put an exact location on the Stick Carrier Facebook page and whatnot, just so you can see. But if you're on Tampa Bay near Glen as the cross street, there's a big grass lot. It's going to be on the south side of Tampa Bay. Pretty difficult to miss. And I'll get there as soon as I can before that Bucks-Lions game on Friday night. I know a lot of us have to work. I want to say, well, I probably should have this organized before recording a podcast, but I had no idea. I figured I was going to get into all this on Wednesday's podcast, which I'm sure we will as well, but I didn't know the time of the game. Now I do. It's going to be at 8:00, so if I can leave work around 4, get down there around 5, should be pretty good. So I hope you all can join us, and if you're going to the game, it should be a blast. I know last year we did a big meetup in the South Plaza, and I'm not opposed to that as well. What I'd like for you to do is tell me what you're looking for from the first home preseason game. I'm not talking about the team, right? We know what we're looking for from the team. We'll talk about the team. And if you want to talk about the team, you can send in your Bucks take and do just that. This is an open forum. This is your podcast. You record it on your phone, your voice, and you email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. But what I want to know is, Do you want to do a meetup in the South End Zone Plaza? You know, so many times, like, I coordinate this stuff and I plan it all out, but I would love to hear ideas and suggestions from you. You know, we did the walk last year. We did that. What do you want to do this year? It shouldn't be stressful. It should be fun. You know, I thought it was great just kind of all meeting in that South End Zone Plaza before that first preseason game. I don't need to go on the stage and give some rousing speech. I just want to see each and every one of you. And maybe that's something we all do together 45 minutes before kickoff. We just meet up. So maybe about 7:15, we're all finding each other. That way you can tailgate, you can do your own thing, you can tailgate with us. But in the end, we all meet up there and we all go into the stadium together. I think it would be special. So share with me your ideas. We'll cement those. We'll get them finalized. And we'll share with each and every one of you, if you're going to Friday's game, you know, how you can take part in the pregame festivities with us and get all jacked up going into the stadium, because I am fired up to get inside again. And by the way, I know I talked about the Times earlier, our newspaper, our local credible newspaper, who is losing credibility day in and day out. You follow my podcast. I try to share some of my personal life, not a lot of my personal life, but you know, some of you have heard me go through some tough times and heard me go through some good times. I'm in a good time, good point in my life. I was promoted to manager a few months ago, regional sales manager. So I have a staff of salespeople that report up to me. And you know, anytime one of my teammates, team members comes to me with a complaint about something, the first thing I think any good manager should ask for, and I learned this from the people who have managed me at my current place of business, damn sure didn't happen in radio, but anytime I complained about something is they wanted examples. And I mean a lot of examples, because you can't make rash decisions, rash judgments without a laundry list of examples, especially in corporate America. But I'll tell you this, when the examples are overwhelming in support of their complaint, action will be taken immediately. My message to the Bucks and to Jason Light, and I know they listen to this podcast, is there has been a complaint in regards to one of the outlets covering your team, saying they do a credible job, saying they give both sides, but we all know the truth. And it is right there in black and white. It's the fucking newspaper. Example after example after example of an unfair, biased attack on one of your employees in your organization. So what action are you going to take, Jason Light? What action are you going to take, Brian Ford? What action are you going to take, Buccaneers organization? The action I suggest, if they do not get rid of the culprit that is causing this agenda and this attack, is to pull their credentials. Pull the Times credentials. Suspend them for a week, for 2 weeks. You want to do unfair reporting? Even more amateur than the bloggers you have made fun of for years? Then you should face the consequences. The ball's in your court, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I have seen you threaten other media members in taking their credentials away. I have seen other media members get their credentials taken away. Do the right thing. The examples are overwhelming. Thank you to our sponsors, the ones that drive this podcast, that make it possible for me to sit here twice a week and talk about the Bucks with you. Buffalo Wild Wings, we love what they do for our entire area. We ate at Buffalo Wild Wings after the training camp takeover, and quite frankly, I don't know what happened. I always thought their food was really good. It is outstanding. The wings were fucking gigantic. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Also want to thank Mastro Subaru. Love those guys at Mastro Subaru. The only car dealership giving discounts on new and pre-owned vehicles just for saying you're a fucking Bucks fan. Say you're a stick carrier. You get a discount. Mastro Subaru has a location in Tampa and in Orlando. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of that pricing. Bricado Sandwich Shop. We love Mike. We love that Cuban sandwich. And we love that devil crab. B4 and drinkb4.com. Make sure you stock up for the season. And hopefully we get stocked up for our Bourbon Street takeover. And thank you to Christian from Headlines Barbershop. Headlines Barbershop, man, if you're looking for a good fade, Sammer actually said when I was talking about the fade I got, that I have never sounded whiter. And he's right. I have no idea how to talk about a fade other than I looked fucking good. And everyone I worked with thought I looked like 5 to 10 years younger. Apparently they're blind because I've got a bunch of gray in my beard, but I appreciate it. Christian, Headlines Barbershop, they've got a bunch of locations throughout the area. I think they're getting ready to open up a location in Brandon. And if you want to know where all their locations are, I've got it on my phone. You should have it on your phone. The Headlines Barbershop app. It's so easy to maneuver and shows you exactly where each location is. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I always love doing podcasts after a Bucks win. Wednesday's podcast will be the look ahead to our first home game. I don't care if it's preseason or not. Our first home game of the 2018 season. What's going to happen inside the stadium? But more importantly, what are we going to do to come together as a movement outside that stadium before the game? Cannot wait to see all of you there and cannot wait to talk about it on Wednesday. We will end in the words of the Godfather, Dirk Cutter. Dirk, we really want you to get that contract extension, but we need this team to go out and, you know, do their job. But man, we would love it because we need more of these. We need to live the words of the Godfather when he said this phrase during that 2016 season where the Buccaneers went on a 5-game win streak and you could feel the intensity of the organization rising. Now, I play that phrase for you, but I play it for you in a much, much sexier voice.
Speak softly, but carry a big motherfucking stick.
Thank you, Holly. We will talk to you on Wednesday, and we will see you on Friday. Nailed it.